Baba Don't Preach Indeed. You're listening to RSFM broadcasting on 90.8 from the beautiful Irish Inishglora here at the Civic Centre in Belmullet. I'm Edith Geraghty. This is Good Morning Eris, and I'm delighted and excited to bring to you news of a fantastic international arts project which is taking place in Dahuma Post Office of all places. Doris Affelt, you're very welcome to RSFM.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Now, Doris, tell me, what brought you to Dahuma how many years ago now?
Well, I arrived here in 83.
83, okay.
Yeah, in summer of 83, so it will be 33 years this summer.
33 years. You don't look old enough to have lived in Dahuma for 33 years.
Thank you, but I did.
Obviously, the good, fresh, salty sea air agrees with you.
Yes, can highly recommend it.
So what brought you to Dahuma?
Oh, just a mad idea.
A mad idea, and
I just thought, let's try it. And I just loved the landscape, I loved the people, and I thought this would be a good place to live. And you need to be young and blue-eyed to do that, to just arrive somewhere and just say, let's try it. And of course, there were loads of difficulties, but we persevered, and I'm still here.
What was the biggest difference you would have noticed at the beginning? What was the thing you kind of went, oh?
The space. I felt I had loads of space here.
Yeah, we do have a horizon.
Yes, and to be by the sea is just doing something really nice to me, and I love that. And it's, well, that's the land and the people and the sea, and what's also a big factor is the people.
Oh yes, the really
warm welcome I got in Dahuma.
Yes, they're wonderful people from that. Well, I think the people of Eris in general, you know, I think, you know, we're almost like an island here.
Yes.
You know, the size of the barony of Eris. And the thinking is different here. You know, the people are different here. They're lovely. They're warm. They're so self-reliant because they have always been so far away from everything else, but actually extremely progressive as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's really well put.
it's the best combination I've ever found, for an area. So 33 years in Dahuma, you must have seen Eris change over that time.
Yes, in a sad way, because there are a good few people from the village who really made the village what it was. And so, you know, if I think of John Cafferkey or Eamon Heston and people like that, and they're gone.
Mm.
And it's sad. It's a lesser place because they're not there.
Absolutely. So, and small villages are so based upon the characters of the people who live there.
Yeah.
You know, they really create the identity of the area, you know, and it's a huge loss when they pass them,
you know,
because their history passes with them, their personality, you know, who they were, all the people they spoke to, the people they knew,
they have not been replaced. They left a big gap behind.
Absolutely.
And also when I came, there was only one car in the village, the whole village, there was no tractor. We had to get Michael Ducey from Tollendorf, and Mehl was still in full swing, and so that made us very easy for us to arrive, because we were just working alongside everyone.
You were helping people bring home their turf, they were helping you bring home yours.
And that didn't take any time, any warm-up time, it was from day one. And so we were very lucky in that way to integrate like that. And of course you meet, and it's a different way of meeting when you work together.
When you're working side by side.
Yeah.
So, bond, what is it? Bog bonding.
Bog bonding under the midges.
Absolutely, and,
so that was a really precious time. Even so, it was not an easy time, but it was really good.
A good time.
Yeah. So that's a big change to now. Everyone has a car now. We hardly meet on the road anymore.
Yeah, some of the older residents of my own village would say to me that, you know, in days gone by, we had to do everything by hand, you know, every single piece of work from dawn till dusk. But we always had the time to stop and talk to each other. Now they have every labour saving device known to mankind and beyond, and nobody has the time to talk to each other.
Yeah, what happened there?
Yeah, so what have we lost in translation there somewhere? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Our gadgets have made us too independent, I think so, in some ways. You know, we don't need the human presence as much.
Yeah, so it looks like it. You know, we get kind of a bit comfortable.
But we can get that back, and projects like this are going to do that. You're listening to the voice of one of my guests this morning, Doris Affelt, and we will be back with this extraordinary story after some music.
What do you get when you fall in love?
back. You're listening to RSFM Broadcasting on 90.8. Now, we're talking to Doris Affelt this morning, and we also have the artist Anna Julig with us in studio. Now, Doris, talk to us about, OK, you're in Dahuma, you know, times are changing, the village is changing, but you're going back to the old ways, really, aren't you?
You can't go back to the old ways, but try to use the good bits of it. So, and what I loved about the old ways was that we worked together. And so now we've started this project with Anya. She asked me some years ago already if I would collaborate with her. And that's a nice word. And I love that. So,
And how did you know Anya?
We met some 7 years ago at a seminar in Italy. We were housed together in a room. So it was potluck. We ended up spending
roommates.
3 weeks in a hotel room and sharing a hotel room. So we became good friends. And so eventually I invited her. And it took somebody to come from abroad.
To see what we
have. With a sense of something and really see what is there.
Yes.
And then spark an idea.
Yeah. Now, Anya, you're very welcome to RSFM. Tell us about yourself as an artist. Tell us what you specialise in and what brought you to this line of work.
Thank you for being here. I was working as an artist. At first I tried to draw, to make videos and so on. And then I felt it's a quite lonely work. And I didn't feel so happy. Everybody wants to show his work. Mm-hmm. And in the end, you stand there alone. And so I started to do projects dealing with places and with people. At the beginning, with places.
So you wanted to collaborate with others and have that sense of what Doris is talking about, that kind of communal sense.
Yes, and one by yes. But at the beginning, it was that I was working alone. But in public space and in my projects, I came up to get in touch with people. One of my first projects was that I gave pomegranate trees in care to people in order to care for them. And first, for me, this was only a pomegranate tree project. And then when I saw these people, I took photos and I saw the people being so happy with their little pomegranate trees. I understood that it was working with people. And so people came into my projects and it widened it up for
me. And why pomegranate tree?
Oh, that's a long story. I don't know.
Shorten it slightly. Of all the tree types in the world, why that particular one?
It was because I was working on a project which was called the Spitzbergen Project. It was dealing with edible plants. I felt in our world it is important to have a look on that.
Mm.
And I was invited with some installation I did with cabbage, and they invited me to an exchange project.
An installation with cabbage?
Yes.
Well, you have to tell us about that now. I mean, this is cabbage. The Irish are very fond of cabbage.
Ah, really? But that's really a long story, and I did it under the earth in Munich in a
Unterführung?
In a tunnel?
In a tunnel.
Oh, okay.
It's an art space, and I wanted to try out if cabbage is growing underground because I heard of the seed bank on the island of Spitzbergen. It's called Svalbard.
Yes.
And it is
an extraordinary repository of all kinds of seeds from all over the world.
Yes.
Held, you know, in perpetuity.
And
preserve species.
Yes, and it's preserving for, even if there is happening an atomic
that we
disaster.
Will have seeds, we will be able to continue and feed ourselves.
But I was thinking, can we continue after that disaster, because maybe there's nothing, and I wanted to try out if they grow under earth. They don't. but there was an installation for some days, and with that installation, I has been invited to a project, exchange project with Istanbul,
okay,
Turkey, and pomegranates came into my mind, and so we peeled 613 pomegranates in Munich in public space for one day.
Wow.
It was a lot of work.
Yes.
And we made jam out of it, and from every pomegranate, I asked the people to leave one seed for me, for my project. And so I have 630 pomegranate trees now.
Wow.
And I gave them to people in Munich and Istanbul in order to care for them. And 202 are left because I had to stop it in Istanbul. There were the riots in 2013.
Oh, yes.
And I'm still standing there. And these trees also brought me here to Ireland because Doris invited me 2 years ago to come for visiting her. And I had in mind my lost, the remaining pomegranate trees. And I thought, okay, I have to find out maybe how to continue the project. And so I came here.
Uh-huh, I see. So when you came here, what did you think of
in
the area?
Way? Before area. Or when I was here?
Yeah.
About
did, you have, did you have any ideas before you came here of what it would be like?
I've been in Ireland when I was younger one time, and I remembered an island which is very, very beautiful, and I could not think. My brain was really out of order. And it was a little bit like that when I came back here. And it is beautiful. It's a beautiful landscape. And for me, being from Munich, it's really a wide space.
Absolutely. As I said, that big horizon line, that
yes,
sea
yes,
you
that's
know,
very
going
beautiful.
On, that endless sea.
Yes.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of my guest today, Anya Ulick, and we'll be back with Anya and Doris after some music.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore.
You're listening to RSFM broadcasting on 90.8 from the beautiful Arts and Score here at the Civic Centre in Balmaid. I'm Edith Geraghty and I'm with you every Friday morning with Good Morning RS from 10 to 11 a.m. Now, don't forget you can text us in with your comments or requests to 086-6699-908. That's 086-6699-908. You can telephone the lovely Arlene to the desk here on 097-810-79. That's 097-810-79. Facebook, follow us, @RSFM or Twitter @RSFM. Now, there is an opening this evening, Friday the 11th of March, between 6 and 8pm in Dahuma Ballina at the Dahuma Post Office. And they are launching the Seed Bank of Love and Stories. And we are privileged to have with us today the artist, Anya Ulick, and Doris Affelt also, who's been working on the project. So tell us, Anya, what is the Seed Bank of Love and Stories?
The Seed Bank of Love and Stories is a place where stories can be swapped. And for me, it makes visible the space in the post office. It makes the post office itself visible. And with the post office, the people living here, or the people giving stories to the, or swapping stories in the Seed Bank of Love and Stories.
So when you came and visited here and walked into Dahuma Post Office, is that when your mind started thinking, when you saw the space?
It was strange because I said before that sometimes in Ireland I cannot think. My brain is not working. I came there occasionally because a friend asked me to send her a postcard when I'm in Ireland. And so we went into the post office. Doris took me with her, and I came in there. And it, for me, coming from Munich, it was really like another world. Absolutely. I saw the post office and working there, and I saw the front section of the post office, which has been a shop before, and I saw that it's not working so much anymore because people now have cars and go
shopping as well.
Yes, and that was my impression. And I bought one of these postcards who were there four times, I think. And I bought many for me, too, because I loved them. And so it was one of these places you feel something, but you cannot. Yes, there are many places here, I think, you feel something.
Yes.
You feel a little bit overwhelmed and it's strange and you're a stranger. And okay. And but when I came back home to Munich, and no, there happened other things that I met an artist in Galway, and she was talking to me about stories. She had a project where she swapped stories with them. And so for me, it came that in Ireland, stories are very important.
Absolutely.
And when I came back to Germany, and it was really when the plane went on the ground on Munich airport, maybe my brain was switched on again.
Thinking again, yes.
And I thought this place could be really a swapping point for stories, and because I loved the space. And I wrote the concept and I asked Doris if she could imagine that something like this could happen, and she said yes.
So Doris, you got this wonderful idea. Tell me what happened next.
Yeah, when Anya came along with that, it felt really exciting and sufficiently mad. So
always the hallmark of a good artistic project, sufficiently mad.
And we talked to Anne, and
now Anne Heston is the owner and proprietor of Dahuma Post Office. So a long history of the Heston family there, of course, in Dahuma, going back many generations.
And so she eventually warmed to the idea, and by now she's really excited about it, and was a great help in putting it together.
And her son Joseph, I know you thanked him especially for all his help as well.
Yeah.
Now tell me, how does this work? So you have you got pigeonholes here on the wall? How does this work?
Do you want to answer that?
I try. it's looking a little bit strange maybe, but we have I love to work with the things that are already there.
Okay.
And so I was very happy that Anne said that we can use the space and we are free to do what we want to do. And there were the old shelves and we painted them in white. And I tried to use them all, and we painted the part behind the counter. That's the seed bank's part.
Okay.
And there are 144 jars, glass jars there, and the stories will go in there.
Like Kilner jars or something similar? Kilner jars?
Yeah. And they're numbered and they have the logo of the seed bank on them. They're quite beautiful. And when somebody comes in with his story, his or her story, he can choose a jar and put their own story inside and get the other story, which nobody has read before, apart from the one who put it inside.
Okay, so the way this works is if I... Now, when you say a story, it could be a long story, it could be...
A short story.
A short story, it could be a note, maybe, of something momentous in their lives, something that sings to them, speaks to them.
It's about the small story, the everyday story that happened, and you... They're important for you.
A memory of going to the well for water with your mother as a child or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So you write this down, you come in, you open a jar, you take out the story that's in the jar, you put in your own story. Now, what do you do with the story that you've taken out? You read this?
You ask Anne to do this.
Okay.
And she also takes then a photocopy of the story that goes out, because we are having a nice folder where these are archived.
Yes.
And you can read them also when you come in. All the
so
stories.
But you take that story away with you.
Yes.
That's yours to keep. Yes. That's your part of the project.
Yes.
As somebody will take your story away.
Yes.
And they will keep that as your part of the project.
So you can be sure that your story will be read one time.
And you're keeping an archive, so you will know of all the stories that have been exchanged.
Yes.
It
yes.
sounds
yes.
extraordinary. Yes. And what a historical archive in years to come as well. You know, because I'm sure lots of memories from lots of people, lots of stories.
Yeah.
So where did you get the original stories to start the project?
That's a really good question.
I am known for my interviewing style. Yes.
We had this question too. And fortunately, I have been invited in Munich for two presentations for the project in January and February. And we collected around 25 stories there.
Ah.
And Joseph and Anne already contributed, and Doris,
yeah.
you already contributed stories for the startup. And so we have around 30 stories which can be exchanged.
They are the seeds
now.
Of your seed bank.
Yes. And for the rest, because the jars are still empty, we bought Easter eggs. And somebody may swap a story for an Easter egg and so make the start.
And make the start.
And the people that haven't contributed in Munich, they will get a photocopy back, because
excellent.
That was my promise
excellent.
To them.
So the opening is tonight, Doris?
Yes, it's tonight from 6 to 8. And I was just thinking, as you mentioned, the Heston family, it was really close to my heart, this project in that line, because the post office and specifically the Heston family have always been where the stories have always gathered already, but not visible.
Yes, 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 yes. That's
and,
where people meet,
yeah.
exchange, you know, all the daily greetings, all the news of the village,
yeah.
who's sick, who's unwell, who needs help, who needs a lift here. Who
and
goes
it doesn't
there.
Even end there. It's not just about the people in the village. Every house you see in the area has at least a dozen of people who live somewhere on the globe, but who are connected by heartstrings.
Yes, 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 yes.
So
yes.
their news
yes.
are being exchanged as well. So it's a much bigger place than it looks, in a way.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And if I think about it a bit longer, Duhumer Post Office becomes the center of the world.
Yes, yes,
where
yes,
all
yes.
this meets. Mm-hmm. And it's not visible at all. You look at it from the outside, you think, oh, it's nothing happening here. And there's so much going on.
There's so much happening.
Yeah.
There is so much happening.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I know you have a lot of people you want to thank in helping you set up this project. Anne, of course, and her son, Joseph. And I know you're talking about Michael Holmes for painting the sign for
yes,
you.
Yes, got a beautiful sign made for him. And he's such an artist. And he was so happy and willing to do it. And there's a beautiful, really big sign now in the Duhumer Post Office.
And what about Pat, Seamus and Kyle, who helped you with the hands-on support?
Yeah, Pat helped hang the sign and was very happy to offer a soldering tool as well when we were stuck. And even offering his daughter to play a few tunes tonight.
Beautiful. Well, you Tara. Can't have an opening without music.
Yeah. So, one of the strip lights, all these jars are lit beautifully by strip lights. One of the strips didn't work, and Kyle came in, Kyle Holmes, to try to fix it. And Seamus helped carrying the big sign from the from the prop where it was painted.
So it was exactly as you wanted it to be, a community coming together to do something extraordinary. Now, people who are going this evening, they can come prepared with the story?
Yes.
They can come prepared with the story or write it then.
Or there will be pen and paper there for them to write something and then. Or they can come tonight, have a wonderful evening, and come back again to contribute their story. Yeah. Can they, is it just one story they get to contribute? Can they take several jars or...
You can contribute as many stories as you like.
Okay.
And you can also come back after 1 month and take another one, and not too big, small stories. And I hope that people will come back.
And how long is the exhibition open now to do this in Dahua?
It starts working from now. And then it will be open to the post office's opening hours.
Okay.
And I hope we will go on and we will travel with the project.
It'd be absolutely amazing.
So we can bring stories collected here in the world and bring other stories back. And I'm really visioning it like a worldwide project we can
do. And I'm just seeing in my mind's eye, you know, that fantastic file growing of all of these stories, you know, this archive of memory and story. Ladies, thank you very much for joining us today. Anya, thank you very much for your artistic vision, which is going to enrich not only our communities, but a lot of communities around the world. It's such an extraordinary idea. You know what I mean? I think it's absolutely wonderful. Dahuma is blessed to have you. And we look forward to the opening tonight, which is at 6 p.m. in the Dahuma Post Office, and it's running till 8. There will be music. There will be crack. It is Ireland after all. And there will be plenty of stories and song. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in. Okay, you're listening to Good Morning Eris with Edith Garrity, and I'll be back after some music.